Greetings in the matchless name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Welcome to Faith Missionary Church members and visiting friends. I'm excited about the word that I want to share with you for the time that we have this morning. I also want to say to all the mothers, Happy Mother's Day. I wanted to have a word for the mothers, and I hope that this will also be helpful. But I also pray for a word that is relative to what all of us are dealing with. By now, all of us have been quarantined or made to stay at home. I believe next weekend, coming up home for us, about 2 months, we have been quarantined at home. And I wanted to ask God for a message that would be relative to what everybody is dealing with. By now, we have cabin fever. We want to get out. Being quarantined means that we can't go to restaurants. We can't go to movies. Vacationing is out. Unless you're essential personnel, that means that we can't even go to work. A lot of us have lost our jobs, which have put us in a financial bind and crunch. But there is a message, a word from the Lord that will inspire and encourage us even during these times of quarantine. So I want to just begin a series of messages dealing with being quarantined, and I want to entitle it Quarantined by God. Quarantined by God. This message this morning is entitled Walking with God, and it's taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 6. Our verse of focus is actually verse number 16, and you'll find words along this sort. And they that went in, male and female, of flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. Say that with me. And the Lord shut him in. As I believe that God has shut us in for a reason. And by now, we all have been dealing with this COVID-19. Otherwise known as coronavirus. To date, 3.9 million people have been infected by this illness and disease. 274,000 people have lost their lives and perished because of this disease. 75,000 deaths are reported in the U.S. alone. And over 13,000 people have been infected in my home state, North Carolina, with over 500 deaths reported. Not wanting to repeat the 1918 flu pandemic, government had really shut the nation down. And we're beginning now to lessen and lighten these restrictions, but I want to deal with being quarantined. And as I'm referring to now, as you must know, is there was a family in the Bible that was dealing with similar circumstances. And you know I'm referring to Noah. Noah's wife, his three sons, and their wives were quarantined. And we think we have challenges. It's coming up on 2 months for us, but if you do your study, Noah and his family was not at home in the convenience of their home. They were in a boat, an ark, the Bible says. Now, the word ark is Latin for big box, and he wasn't quarantined for, like us, 2 or 3 months. The Bible, when you add up the time that he was quarantined on the ark, it was over 300 days, almost an entire year. And we think we have challenges. He had to deal with animals of every kind, fowl of the air of every kind, not to mention the feces that he had to deal with. for over 300 days, almost an entire year, Noah and his family and all those animals and animal snails were there for over 300 days. We all have found that being quarantined is definitely no fun, and we have certain issues that we have to deal with to make it through. We can say that the Bible has recorded in Psalm 91, verse 1, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Here, we see that in order for us to dwell in under that shadow, we must be very close to the one casting that shadow. And in this case, the Almighty. We must be close to the Almighty in relationship. We must be close to the Almighty in our knowledge of Him. Are you reading the Word, studying the Word? The Bible says in the book of Genesis that it repented the Lord that He had made man. In chapter 6, verse number 6, "And it repented the Lord that He had made man on the earth, and it grieved Him in His heart." What you need to know is this word repent is from the Latin word naham, for all you note takers, N-A-H-A-M. When it refers to man, it means to be sorry or to regret. And this is usually our response to sin. But in this case, when it refers to God, it takes on a different meaning. It means to change one's mind or to relent. When God saw the violence and the immorality in Noah's day, it repented Him. He changed His mind, and it grieved Him, not because of anything that God had done, but it grieved Him because of man's violence, man's immorality, and it made living on earth dangerous, and it brought harm to many people, such as the case with this man called Noah. Now, don't you know that God had the power to wipe out all of civilization? As He did, His tool was, in this case, it was going to rain for 40 days and 40 nights, a flood. But don't you know He could have wiped out all of mankind, started over with another man and another woman, but He decided not to, because we see it here in verse number 8, it says, "But Noah." Out of all of society, one man's righteousness saved a day for mankind. The Word says, "But Noah." Why did the Lord change His mind? Why did He relent on destroying the entire earth? It says because of Noah's righteousness. Noah, in verse number 9, it says, was a just man. Noah was perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. My question to you is, before this pandemic, were you walking with God? Were you under His shadow? In other words, to be under the shadow of the Almighty, you must be close to Him. You must be loving Him. You must be reading His Word. Noah was not like the people around him. He was different. He was a just man in his dealings. He was a man of faith. We know that up to this point, remember, this is the book of beginnings. It's not recorded that it had rained on the earth. Yet and still, he took God at His word when God said it was going to rain for 40 days and 40 nights. But he coupled his faith with actions. God told him to build an ark, and Noah proceeded to build. For about a year he built. Can you imagine the ridicule that he must have faced building what seemed to be a boat on dry ground, saying that it was going to rain, preaching that same sermon, "It's going to rain." Something that had never happened before. Noah was a man of faith. Are you walking with God? Were you walking with God before this pandemic? We could put our name there in verse 8 and say, "But Greg," or whatever your name is, because we too have found grace in the eyes of God. How do I know this? Because you're still listening. You're still here. And if you're still here, that means that you weren't caught up in that 274,000 deaths. You could have been a statistic, but God kept you here for a reason. The word says that Noah was kept and his family because he was a perfect and upright man, perfect in his generation, and the word says he walked with God. Again, my question to you, and the subject of this discussion, talk, whatever you want to call it, is, are you walking with God? So God decides to destroy and do a do-over, to start all over again, and he decides it with a man by the name of Noah. And the Bible says, notice here, that in this particular case, it was God who sent the rain. And we're going to get into it in some later sermonic messages, but today I just wanted you to deal with being quarantined and to know that in Noah's case, God sent the rain. Now notice in this COVID-19 case, God didn't necessarily send COVID-19, but he did allow it. And according to Romans 8:28, he allowed it for our good. For all things, say it with me, all things are working together for the good of those who love the Lord and are the called to his perfect purpose. So again, if you're able to listen to this, you have found grace in the eyes of God. I just want to stop right there, and we'll have some later messages on how Noah dealt with his quarantine or being locked down in a boat for over 300 days. Be encouraged. If Noah did it with all of his challenges and the animals and dealing with the feces and being shut in, we can too. Don't get in too big of a hurry. We're going to find out that during those 300 days, God was silent. What am I saying? You may be in a silent season. Don't give up hope. God is still in control. Can you imagine what it sounded like outside of that boat with the wind and the rain and the storm and the waves and how the boat rocked from side to side? Yet and still, God didn't say anything. Noah and his family remained faithful. And I'm telling you, remain faithful where you are. In due season, we shall reap if we faint not. What am I saying? God will let us know when to get back into society. God will be the one to reestablish the fellowship with his church. It will happen. But there is a season of silence in which we must stay put where we are until God moves. Stay under the shadow of the Almighty. Only move when he moves. Stay close to him. And while you're there, I understand that you can binge with Netflix. Read the Bible. Fill yourself with wholesome things, things that's going to make a difference in your life, that when this pandemic is over, you can not only get back into society and live life, but you can strive at life. I want to stop here, and I never want to close until I offer those of you who may not be under the ark of safety, a believer born again, to get born again. And if you would pray this prayer with me, eternal God, our Father, I receive you into my heart. I thank you, Father, for I realize and the awareness to know that I'm a sinner saved by your grace. I believe Jesus came, that he died, that he rose again just for me. And now, Father, I give my life to you into my heart. Take full control of my life. I'm yours, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you prayed that prayer, we believe that you got born again. When this pandemic is over, we would love to have you there at Faith Missionary Church, located at 267 EF Cartrell Road. If you give your life to Christ, remember, no church can get you anywhere. You're just as good as saved today. And we want to receive you into the body of Christ. Until next time, remember to walk with God.